Hello, my name is Kodia, and today on the 27th of July at the Church Street Library, I had a talk with Big Daddy Kilo, who is a professional graffiti artist, at the My Voice Roadshow. Do you think graffiti, is it an art or is it vandalism?
It's kind of both, really. What I do is an art, but then obviously some things like running the tracks, people look at it as vandalism, but it's all one big art form.
Yeah. What inspired you to do graffiti?
Just coming into like the whole hip-hop thing back in like 83 84, it's just something I've found myself drawn to. So I did a bit of breaking, did a bit of DJing, did all of it really, but graffiti was the thing that I kind of had a bit of a gift for, I hope.
Why is your name Big Daddy Kilo?
The Big Daddy bit's more of a joke. It's quite funny when I saw that on a promotion, but Kilo just because I like the letters. There's no kind of like drug connotation, anything like that. I just like the composition of the letters. And the Big Daddy bit was, like I say, it's a homage to Big Daddy Kane, like a famous rapper who I kind of grew up with.
You always wanted to be an artist or anything else you wanted to be after?
Rich. No. I'm happy now because I make my living out of doing this. So it's been a long time, but it's finally kind of come round to where I wanted it to be, and I've done a lot of other stuff in between, so you know. Yeah.
Who's your role model?
That's a long question. I mean, I've got lots of role models from the early influences of graffiti, mainly in New York, which is where I grew up with Subway graffiti. So Don D, Fast Breaking Arts Crew, these are probably names that don't mean anything, but Scene, Scheme.
Yeah, I had a Scene.
Also, a lot of old London writers as well, though. Rio 2, Casby, Prime. There's a list is endless, really. The famous guy I should always mention, actually, is Cast, who was a big train writer from the late 80s, early 90s.
Is that in this country? Or?
Yeah, London. He's smashed it. But always, and he had style, that was a thing. Even though he was doing it on trains, so it's illegal, but it's the artwork he was doing was like really stunning.
So how would a young person get into graffiti art?
Nowadays, it's more accessible. I do a lot of youth work, so I do a lot of workshops. I do a lot of projects like this one today. So mainly getting in contact with artists like myself. There's a lot of people around that do youth projects. So you don't have to go the wrong way to get into it, which is what a lot of us older guys did.